Case 75. Would you read the case first?
Okay. A monk came to Wu Chu from the congregation of Master Ting Chao. Wu Chu asked, "How does Ting Chao's Dharma path compare to here?" The monk said, "It's not different." Chu said, "If it's not different, then you should go back there and then hit him." The monk said, "There are eyes on the staff. You shouldn't carelessly hit people." Chu said, "Today I've hit one and then hit him again 3 times. The monk thereupon went out. Chu said, "All along there's been someone receiving an unjust beating." The monk turned around and said, "What can I do? The handle is in your hands, teacher." Chu said, "If you want, I'll turn it over to you." The monk came up to Chu, grabbed the staff out of his hands, and hit him 3 times. Chu said, "An unjust beating, an unjust beating." The monk said, "There's someone receiving it." Chu said, "I hit this fellow carelessly." Immediately the monk bowed. Chu said, "Yet you act this way." The monk laughed loudly and went out. Chu said, "That's all it comes to. That's all it comes to."
Need a pointer, please.
Pointer. The subtle point, the jewel sword, perpetually revealed, present in front of us. It can kill people and it can bring people. It's there and it's here, gaining and losing together with us. If you want to pick it up, you're free to pick it up. If you want to put it down, you're free to put it down. But say, what's it like when not falling into guest and host, when interchanging without getting stuck? To test, I'm citing this old case. Look.
The title of this case, 75, Wu Chu's Unjust Beating. I think in common, in a modern sense, I think Zen Buddhism will be the maybe how to say suit by human abuse. Do you think so? I'm just reading. A monk came to Wu Chu from congregation of the master of Ting Chao. Wu Chu asked, "How does Ting Chao's Dharma path compare to here?" it means, what's the difference between Ting Chao's Dharma and Uchu's Dharma? The monk said, "It's not different." Chu said, "If it's not different, then you should go back there and then hit him." I think here is an important point. The monk said, "What's the difference between here and there?" That means already the teacher bring up two aspects, two things, so-called dualistic world. Okay, here and there. Zen Center in San Francisco, Zen Center in Minneapolis. What's the difference between? Okay. And then he said, monk says, "No difference." And then Chu said, "If it's not different, why don't you go back to Zen Center in San Francisco?" That, and then he hit him. That means it's very important, because he brings up two things, Zen Center here and Zen Center in San Francisco. Two things. Anyway, he brings up two. And then, if both are same, why don't you go back to the San Francisco? But even though he said, why don't you go back to the San Francisco, means already San Francisco, already it means that San Francisco exists, opposed to Zen Center in Minneapolis. So very naturally, his answer, his questions, anyway, brings up dualistic world. Okay. And then he said he hit him means completely put the monk right in the middle of undualistic world, because both are not different. If not the difference, why don't you go back to San Francisco? But that is still dualistic. Because when I go back to San Francisco, how can I do this Zen Center in Minneapolis? I would like to be in Minneapolis. But the teacher says, why don't you go back? So always going back and forth, back and forth. Dualistic world. Just like chasing a cat's tail. Okay. So no end of discussion, no end, no solution anyway. That's why you have to, anyway, if it's not difference, what do you mean by no difference between? Okay. No difference between means complete and non-dualistic. Okay. But it's pretty difficult to awaken the non-dualistic world, and also you have to be there. That's pretty hard. Okay. That's why he hit him. Okay. Well, that means, well, this is a little bit you have to pay attention to the characteristic of Buddhism in India, China, and Japan. Okay. I think in this last Saturday I mentioned a little bit Buddha mentions you should walk along like the unicorn. Probably I read this one. But for instance, being in different bath to pleasure and pain and to previously held notions of personal enjoyment and hardship, acquiring intuition and equanimity. Whatever you have, roam like the unicorn along. Roam like a unicorn along means you have to exactly walk on the single path. Okay, single path means non-dualistic world. Okay. I think this is a typical and characteristic of Indian Buddhism, okay. Particularly in the beginning of Buddhism. Buddha and also his disciples and followers practice like this. Just like a Thich Nhat Hanh teaching us, just a walking meditation like this. Well, I watched the movie of Burma. Buddhists mean Burma. And the old monk walked on the path with an umbrella because it was very hot. You know. And then little boys followed him, who was also a little monk. Okay. The movie focused on that two persons, one teacher, old monk, walking very steadily, you know, very steadily, just like a unicorn, okay? Walk along without looking around, anywhere walking. Walking meditation, exactly. And then little boy following him is enjoying himself, you know, just like a butterfly, you know? Catching the, watching the grasses, the flowers, and trying to catch the butterflies and going here and there, But both are very balanced. Okay? Both lives are very balanced. And I was very impressed by that movie. Okay? The movie didn't explain what's going on. Just watching the screen, you know. So I was very impressed by this old monk and also little boys. So this is the characteristic of Indian Buddhism. Okay? They are playing free in the realm of vastness of existence. Huge, you know. What you never thought before. That is just the Indian way of life. Thinking something wonderful world. Okay? And then they live there, actually. It's very difficult to understand in terms of modern sense. No, it's very difficult. But this is really true. So Buddha and also his disciple and followers practice like this, just like a walking meditation. Just walk, step by step, like the unicorn. Or he said, the Stangpara mentions also, persisting faithfully with one's sitting alone in Zazen, with Dharma as consort, appreciating the hopelessness of continuity of existence. Hopelessness of continuity of existence means non-dualistic world. Okay, exact emptiness, non-dualistic. So, appreciating the hopelessness of continuity of existence and roam, like the unicorn along. You have to walk. In the realm of hopelessness of continuity of existence. Okay? This is what? Just walk. Step by step. Walking meditations. When the Buddhism came to China, then Chinese people are very practical and very active. So very naturally practical, so very naturally they educate the peoples and they put the peoples right in the middle of that non-dualistic world by very active way. That is a scream, hitting, etc. Like a Rinzai Zen master. Rinzai Zen master immediately grasp the monks and shake him and put him as push him away. Okay? He said that the truth is coming in and out through your flesh. And then the monk says, how can I know? Okay. And then immediately Rinzai Zen master came down from his platform and grasped this monk and shook him. Okay. And say quickly. Okay. He couldn't say because it's very quick. Just like you can see that moose on the way to the trip, okay, in the countryside, immediate moose appears. So it's very quick, no chance to discuss about, okay. And that time you can meet the you and moose. In a pure sense of time, beyond past, present, future. Okay? This is non-dualistic world. Non-dualistic world is right now, right here, and very serious and strict. Nevertheless, very tolerant, accepting all things. That's why later, anyway, in this koan, a monk hit the teacher anyway, okay? This means teacher and monks come together and walking together, just like I mentioned about movie,
movie of the monk. All the monk walking and little boys enjoy his life, chasing after butterflies and watching the grasses and flowers, etc. But exactly interchange, their life exactly are interchanging constantly. That is really peaceful. Through the movie, you can feel that. So, that's why Rome, like the unicorn alone, this is Indian type. The Chinese in China, anywhere Buddhism, anywhere, educate the people in by very active way. Okay? Putting the very serious moment, okay? People are very serious moment. Just like a meeting of something and by what you are very impressed. Nothing to explain. Okay? This is a Chinese way. Okay? But when the Buddhism comes to Japan, Japanese is a little bit different. Okay? Japanese are not active, but Japanese are very aesthetic. Aesthetic. So, they manifest each single activity as aesthetic value. For instance, tea ceremony, floor arrangement, tea ceremony is each movement, each single movement is very pure and beautiful. You have to put each single activity right in the middle of pure sense of moment. Okay? That is what? Gassho. When you do gassho, gassho is gassho. Exactly. So this activity in gassho is very pure. Okay? So not preactive like a Chinese. Not like an Indian Buddhism. But Japan, Japanese people like very much the taking care of their life exactly in aesthetic value. So quite different type, okay? So even though people at the teacher office using this rough method of teaching the guiding the monks, but it is exactly the same as Indian way of practice, just like a walking meditation. Okay, it's not the usual heading, so don't misunderstand this one. So that's why the little bit difficult to understand this situation. Okay? So if you understand in usual sense, it is exactly human abuse. You know, you are sued by people anyway. So don't do that in that way, okay? Be careful. The Dogen Zen dimensions, even though it is good, but he says, you'd better not to do, okay? You'd better not. Even though hitting the people and to guide, it's pretty good, even though it is good, but you'd better not do. Okay? Because it's very dangerous. Very dangerous. People misunderstand you. So you must be careful. For instance, killing the cat by Nansen. Nansen killed the cat. This is a typical occurrence in Zen. Dogen Zen dimensions, not criticizing Nansen. He, the Dogen Zenji, and praised Nansen's way. But he said, even though it is good, you better not do it. Okay? You better not kill the cat. This is very important in our practice for us. So, and then next, the second paragraph, you said all along there is, before that. And it is not the difference. Then If it is not different, then you should go back there and then hit him. The monk says, there are eyes on the staff. You shouldn't carelessly hit people. Well, this is also, he knows, hitting is not usual hitting. Hitting is exactly walking meditation. Okay, exactly, one by one. Putting the all sentient beings in the pure nature of time and space. Concentrate, okay? So, at that time, I think this is a very good word, chakra eyes, okay? Chakra eye. We say chakra eye or diamond eye. Diamond eye. Case number 9 in the book record. It says, diamond eye, which illuminate and see everywhere without obstruction. Not only can it clearly make out tiny hair 1,000 miles away. What the chakra eye, which has great capability to see vastness of existence simultaneously, to know how to manifest it in concrete way. So, illuminate diamond eye, which illuminates and see everywhere without obstruction, anyway. Through the cushions, through the microphone, through the table, you have to see all sentient beings, anyway. If you see the rock, okay, through the rock, you have to listen to the sound wave in ocean. In other words, you have to see whole world through the small rock. So that is diamond eye, which illuminate and see everywhere without obstruction. Without obstruction, you have to see it. Okay? In other words, you have to take care of this in a table exactly with all sentient beings. And not only can it clearly make out a tiny hair 1,000 miles away. You know, you see the rock here, and then you can hear the sound of the ocean 1,000 miles away. But not only can it clearly make out a tiny hair, H-A-I-R, 1,000 miles away, but also it can determine what's false and decide what's true. Distinguish gain and loss. Discern what's appropriate to the occasion and recognize right and wrong. Okay. Means you have to see the whole world through this table. Okay, the whole all beings which exist 1,000 miles away from you. But anyway, you have to see it. And nevertheless, it is not imaginary world. You have to manifest it right now. When you can manifest it, all sentient being in the table, and then you can deal with it, at that time it is called right choice of Dharma. Okay. If you don't take care of table, it's separated from all universe, and that time it is called wrong choice. So you have to, even though you understand or not, you have to see this whole all sentient being, and then you have to practice it. That is you have to decide what is right,
what is wrong.
Okay. So, very naturally, there are eyes. There are eyes on the stuff. You shouldn't carelessly hit people, okay? Anyway, carelessly hit people means, anyway, you have to hit exactly wholeheartedness. At that time, you can put somebody in a pure sense of time beyond the category of the past, present, future. Anyway, just like came across all of a sudden the moose in the countryside. And then you are really impressed by it. Okay? Beyond the word. No word. Okay? Chu said, today I've hit one. That means exactly I got better hit anyway. The Chu really happy to get this experience because here is some responsive, response from this monk. So that's why he said, I've got better ones he have ever had. He has ever had like this. Okay? That means, he said, today I've hit one. And hit him again 3 times, the monk thereupon went out. So he went out means he completely not attached to, the Zen Center here or Zen Center in San Francisco or none, he doesn't attach to non-dualistic. Anyway, just left. Just left. Chu said, all along there is been someone receiving an unjust beating. Well, unjust beating is you don't understand. You don't understand why you are impressed by moose, which appears all of a sudden. Okay, you don't understand it. But it's really big beating, and unjust beating. So you get the big shock. So then, if you are there, but he left. Okay, he left. But from his back, he said that all along there's been someone receiving an unjust beating means. Means that we are walking along just like a unicorn, both of us, from which we are really impressed. And then the monks turned around and said, what can I do? Okay. Then the monk said, monk not merely just left. He left, but still, it is not. The story is not over. Okay, so the teacher also know the story was not over. That's why he talked something from the behind, from the back, from his back. You know, there is someone who has been, receiving unjust beatings. You are walking, anywhere walking meditation. You are just walking in peace, in harmony, exactly. Don't you know? And then he turned around, what can I do? Because we don't know how to get it. But teacher knows, because teacher has a stick anyway. So that's why the stick is in your hand. What can I do? So teacher says, if you want, I will give it to you. Means real pure nature of the time, beyond category of the time, past, present, future, so-called non-dualistic, is open to everyone. Okay? So in the pointer, it says in the top, of the pointer, top right, subtle point, the jewel sword perpetually revealed, perpetual anyway, this Buddha nature, whatever you say, truth or Dhammakaya, Dhamma body, anyway, perpetually revealed and also exist right now. Okay? So, perpetually revealed, present in front of us, exactly with us, okay? Every day. That is called non-dualistic. Okay? In other words, Buddha nature, you can experience it. Anyway, we have to realize this one. Okay? So in order to realize, in India, we always practicing meditation, walking meditation, etc. Okay? Mindfulness, walking quietly, anyway, with all sentient beings. Then, butterflies, flowers, and hot weathers, and little boys all come together, anyway. Then, teacher gives a stick to the little boys. So the little boy play with a stick, means butterfly enjoy his life, you know. Chasing after butterflies, watching the flowers. Means in this case, anyway, monks anyway hit the anyway teacher. That is really exaggerated expression. But exactly, let's see this story through the walking meditation, okay? Indian people do. Exactly walking every day. When you walk on the street, let's walk like this. With full concentration, full samadhi, wholeheartedness, you walk. Then, exactly you can walk unique path, single path. Okay? And then, simultaneously, all sentient beings come to you. And that's why, he says, the monk turned around and said, what can I do? The handle is in your hand. Teacher, you said, if you want, I will turn it over to you. I will give it to you. Then he said, yes, I would like to use it. Okay? I would like to use it. So he said, I would like to use it means I am also walking with you. In Dhammapada, I think in the Dhammapada, something is I read before. If man, here is very interesting. Number 208. Therefore, one should follow the wise, the intelligent, the learned, the much enduring, the dutiful, the noble. One should follow a good and wise man as the moon follows the path of the stars. Can you imagine? The following the wise man means just like a moon follow the path of the star, just like a sunflower, facing to the sun, moving from moment to moment. The you and walking is exactly one, anyway. This is very quiet and stable, steadfast practice for us. So, the monk came up to Chu, grabbed the stuff out of his hand, and hit him three times. Chu said, unjust beating. Yes, it is unjust beating. We don't understand, okay? We don't understand why you do zazen, okay? But when you do zazen, you can feel something anyway. It penetrates you. It's really unjust beating, anyway. You just put yourself right there in a pure sense of time. And then exactly you can, something touches you. But you don't understand what it is. So very naturally you want to understand, you want to know. That's why next you should keep your mouth shut and just sit down. This is you have to receive there has been someone who are receiving constantly and just beating. Anyway, don't you think sitting or walking meditation is what? Through the walking meditation, can you get something? Yes, you can. What is it? Can't you explain? No work. But even though you don't understand, all you have to do is just walk. When you walk, you can get something anyway, but you don't know what it is. Pretty unjust beating. So all you have to do is just walk, means unjust beating. You are a person who receives constantly unjust beating. So that's why Chu says, unjust beating, okay? The monk says there is someone receiving it. Also, you are also a person, okay? Teacher, you are also a person who is receiving constantly unjust beating. Yes, moose and I. Moose also are creatures who is receiving anyway unjust beating. That's why he ran away. Anyways, when he see me, okay? And also, I am a person, creature, who is receiving unjust beating. And then, Moose and I come together. And also, simultaneously, whole situations come up. So-called quietness. Just like a Basho's poem, okay? Old pond, a frog, jump into. Pop. Okay? Just like that. Whole situation come up. Frog, jump into. This is jump into, not time. Beyond the time, beyond the category of past, present, time, future. Jump it. At that time, it make a sound. So go pop. When within the sound, there is an old pond and Basho, frog, the whole situation, which is completely quiet, come together. Then pop, sound of the pop, really create a world. That is called creativity. Okay? Creativity of existence. Creativity playing art. Okay? It's exactly creativity of dancing. Chu said, I hit this fellow carelessly. Yes, carelessly means complete beyond senses. Okay? Anyway, exactly hit, just like a candle. Okay? If you hit the right in the top of a head, then you can get the 1 point. Okay? But even though your stick slip off real bad, you cannot get a 1 point. Okay? So you have to hit exactly. Okay? Exactly. Immediately the monk bows, Chu said, yep, you act this way. Is that all what you want to do? You know? So my bow means, about means, you know, just like a sound of the pop. Okay? Sound of the water. So all situations, all sentient beings come together and walk. Okay? Teacher and students, and all circumstances come together. The monk laughed and loudly and went out. That is, oneness is expressed just as a laughter. Okay? And then leaving, went out. Okay? Without leaving anything. The Chu said, that's all it comes to. That's all it comes to. That's all we can do. That's it. What is all we have to do? That's very simple. Very simple. So that's why in pointer, I think the subtle point, dual sword means Buddha nature, non-dualistic world. Okay? Or truth, whatever you say. Truth, non-dualistic world, and Buddha nature, or perfect character of each single person, each single creature, perpetually revealed, present in front of us, it can kill people and it can bring the people life. So, most people don't know how to use it. Okay? Even though it is perpetually revealed and present in front of us, we don't know how to use it. The Buddha ancestors know how to use it. Ordinary people don't know. That is a problem. Okay? So if you know how to use it, you can make it, you can make life kill, you can make life alive. Okay? It is there and it is here, gaining and losing together with us. Anyway, here and there, San Francisco and Minneapolis, anyway, all over. That truth is all over. Which should I go? San Francisco, Minneapolis? No difference. If no difference, what can I do? Okay. So losing together with us. If you want to pick it up, you are free to pick it up. If you want to put it down, you are free to put it down. Means let it go. You can let it go, and you can hold of it. That means pick it up. You can have it. You can use it. You can open your treasure house. You can use it at will. Those kinds of things mentions. Okay. So, do you have a question? Kill means not kill, usual kill. Kill means the cut off. That strength of a dualist. We are always going this way, that way, this way, that way. Okay?
Kill means not kill.
No. That's right. Get life. Give life.
One thing that I'm always curious about, you know, is that, like you were saying, the Dogen didn't sort of approve of, or he didn't really think it was the best method to hit. And yet he tells a story in the Record of Things Heard about how his teacher, Ru Jing, you know, felt really bad when he could no longer hit his students hard enough to give them some kind of encouragement. And it's hard for me to understand how Dogen could have learned from a teacher by this method and feel that he didn't want to use it himself. Do you know what I mean? Do you understand my question?
You mean that the Ju Jin used the hitting the people?
Right. And evidently Dogen felt that it was a useful way to learn. You know, I feel like he probably wouldn't have put it in his Record of Things Heard if he hadn't felt that was an important story for people to hear. And yet you're saying that he really felt that it wasn't a good method.
Well, I don't think it is. It is not a matter of a good method or a bad method. I think if you understand, how to educate person for long run, believing, trusting the Buddha nature. That time, very naturally, that method could be best. Okay. But sometimes, even the Dogen anyway expressed, you know, they used the way of hitting his disciple. Do you know that? So that really compassion manifested sometimes in the compassion, but on the other end, sometimes they expressed as anger. But Juchin hit the monk with a slipper. And also after that, Hokyoki, I think of Juchin they had the tear on his face, mentions, "I'm very sorry, I apologize to you, but in terms of please forgive me. Please forgive me for guiding you in the Buddha's place. So I'm not hitting you with anger itself." That's why he says, "I'm sorry, please forgive me." Something like that. I have to hit you. I have to put you right in the middle of total awareness, where you are, what the practice is, what you want to do. So that's why he hit him. But after that, he apologized, because hitting is still, it's not good for us, okay? Because expressing anger. It's just like a nonsense. Nonsense kills a cat. But even though killing the cat, anyway, monks are awakened anyway at that time through the story. So from this point, method of killing the cat in front of the monk is not wrong. It is not bad, okay? Because monks really attain enlightenment. But on the other hand, killing the cat, he has to accept and he has to take responsibility for his doing, so-called killing the cat. So he has to accept this responsibility. That's why killing the cat, to kill the cat is to kill the cat anyway. So, very naturally, it is not good. You'd better not to. Even though it is good for teaching the Buddha's teaching, well, you'd better be careful to use that rough way for teaching. So, Dogen Zenji also used, but he, or Jutin also used, but he reflect upon himself. We have to be careful to use that way. Okay?
Okay. If Guru Jing hit without anger, I don't understand why.
It's not anger. It's not anger, but really deep compassion. Deep compassion.
If he did it with deep compassion, then why did he apologize after?
But still hitting is hitting. The people don't understand that he is in real deep compassion. Hitting is hitting. Anyway, for even though people don't understand, if he has a compassion in a deep level, just like a mother. Mother hit the child anyway. Mother scold the child, but in the bottom, if a mother has a very deep compassion, hitting is not hitting. But people, the kids doesn't understand at that time. But anyway, people feel, the kids feel mother's compassion. That's why chasing after, you know, mothers. If a mother tried to leave him alone in the market, you know, the grocery store, etc., but still the kids try to chase after mother, even though mother tried to hit him. Okay? So that means in the bottom, anyway, there is a compassion. Otherwise, you know, hitting is not a good way.
I'm curious what you would suggest for how one chooses between the path that is going in the network. How one chooses.
Well, that is just the example.
No, I use the same example.
Well, it depends on. Well, you have to, wherever you may go, it's the same anyway. Okay? Wherever you may go, anyway, Zen practice. Zen practice in the United States is the same. In other words, you have to practice what? You have to practice Buddha nature, don't you think so? So wherever you may go, same things you have to do. But you have to make a choice. So you have to decide, yes, I am here. Or you are going to San Francisco, that's it. Okay. Don't compare.
What is that? For some years, it has seemed to me that American Zen students do not quite understand how to relate to a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
There is a quality of trust that one must have toward a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it is felt to be the trust of a child for a parent.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Sometimes this has been not good for the student in certain cases.
Yep. But all we have to do is just walk in the same path as mother walk. Anyway. And mother has to walk in the same path as children walk, and children has to walk in the same path as mother walks. And then many things happens, you know. Unpleasant feeling or pleasant feelings. But pleasant feeling and unpleasant feeling with the kids has to receive anyway. But whatever kind of feeling kids has or whatever kind of feeling the mother expressed, anyway, mother and kids has to walk in the same path anyway. This is just a walking meditation. And then there is a trust coming up naturally. But we don't understand trust, what the trust is. But we try to understand the trust and make a frame of a trust, okay, by our education. And then we try to put the teacher in it. But I don't think so. It doesn't work. For instance, if you want to enjoy, if you want to be happy, okay? If you want to enjoy, what do you mean enjoy life? Enjoy swimming. What do you mean enjoy swimming? So we say, I want to enjoy swimming. Okay? And then jump into the ocean, and then you don't enjoy because it's too cold. Something like that. Or sometimes your emotions, your physical conditions are not good, you know. So you don't feel enjoy. So you don't understand, finally you don't understand what is enjoyment. So you hate it. Hate the life. Hate the swimming. But if you hate the swimming, how can you enjoy? So all you have to do is, if you want to enjoy swimming, please, jump into the ocean means let's walk life, being constantly touch the source of existence. Anyway, that is a one path everyone has to walk, and then trust coming up, enjoyment coming up. But I don't mean you should wait until enjoyment coming up from the ground, because we have a head, we have educations. That's why through the education we have to understand what the trust is, what the enjoyment is, what the kindness is, what the compassion is. But this is nothing but the idea, don't you think so? So all you have to do is you have to, that idea of enjoyment, happiness, and trust must be digested in your life and become energies. Okay? And then trust coming up anywhere. You understand it.